This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rudrants for Black and White Sports. Well, we got breaking news in here, and it's involving two-time national championship winning quarterback. And he's going to be headed to the NFL, Stetson Bennett. By the way, he turned down a chance to play in the Senior Bowl, which kind of surprises me. But he's in a little bit of hot water because he has now gotten himself arrested. This is OutKick. Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett arrested on public intoxication charge at an odd hour in Dallas. Two-time national championship winning quarterback Stetson Bennett was arrested in Dallas on early Sunday morning. Police confirmed his arrest to multiple sources. Bennett, 25, was charged with public intoxication at an odd hour of the morning. The arrest occurred around 6 a.m. Central Time at the 1600 block of Tribeca Way in Old East Dallas. Officers responded to reports of a man who was banging on doors in the area. Police did not confirm whether Bennett was the man in question or where specifically he was located. That's really odd. It is unclear as to why Bennett was in Dallas or why he was out at 6 a.m. Well, I get up at 3:15 a.m., so, you know, there's that. He is from Georgia and played in Athens, so he was visiting Texas at the time of his arrest. Police did say in a release that they found Bennett and, quote, determined he was intoxicated. No further details about how he came to that determination, how they came to that determination, or how he was found, were released. After his arrest, Bennett was taken to a local detention center and booked. Information regarding his bond or whether he will be released on Sunday is not known at this time. Neither the University of Georgia nor Dallas police have commented further on the arrest. Bennett, who won his second national championship with Georgia earlier this month, is set to enter the NFL draft in April. He was invited to play in the Senior Bowl next week. However, he opted against participation in the exhibition All-Star game to instead focus on preparing for the draft. I would have played. Had Stetson Bennett decided to play in the Senior Bowl, he would have been slated to arrive in Mobile with the rest of the game's participants this afternoon. Instead, he was in Dallas, and they say they will update the story as it comes. Yeah, and Stetson's going to be a late round pick slash undrafted. We don't know for sure. I like the fact that he's got a ton of experience. Got a bit of a size issue for the NFL. He's also 25 already, okay? And that could be another issue. You would be shocked how many quarterbacks have been in the league for years that are younger than him right now. It's a few. It is a few. This is really surprising, and a lot of it sounds real odd. This is just a couple of weeks removed from Devin Willock, the offensive lineman, and Chandler LaCroix having that fatal car crash early in the morning just a couple of weeks ago. Tragic. Tragic. So we don't know any more specific details than this, but when we get them, if warranted, we will do a follow-up video. This does sound awfully strange. 6 a.m., banging on multiple doors. Got to wonder if a car broke down. But him being out at 6 a.m., I mean, I can't say that's particularly strange. Like I said, I get up at 3:15. I mean, me being out at 6 a.m. is always on a Saturday and Sunday morning. Doing something, you know, buying a paper, going to the gym, something. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.